Well, hey, it is 6:45 on a Tuesday morning, and it is time for the WIBD Radio Homeroom. And we are joined this morning on the phone by one of our West Bend High School student reporters. Chris is on the line. Good morning, Chris.
Good morning, Rick. How are you today?
Hey, I'm doing all right. How about you?
I'm doing good.
So I know we found out last week that Haley was kind of in quarantine, so I'm guessing that she is just not available this morning, so we'll get her in next month. So
yeah, but, probably stay home resting back to school.
Right. Hey, I appreciate you calling. Well, this is the first time on the air, so tell the people the Chris story.
My name's Chris. I'm a West Bend senior. I go to West. Really excited to be on the. I like to do a lot of deep and I'm involved with choir stuff at school. And I'm just really looking forward to this.
All right. Well, awesome. Well, hey, thank you. Thank you for joining us. It is homecoming week and limited activities, especially compared to a typical homecoming, right?
Mm-hmm, definitely. We have the dance has been postponed temporarily. I'm really hoping that's able to come back, but I'm not entirely. And the fireworks tailgate are both canceled, as well as the parade, which I was looking forward to the parade this year because last year it was a lot of fun.
Yeah, and some of this stuff they say they may move till spring, and hopefully, you know, this whole quarantine thing is over because they don't want to have an event that nobody can attend, right?
Yeah, no, that would be. I think it's better to postpone them for them to be possible in the year rather than hold them right now, and then either spread the virus or just have to have very limited capacity.
Right. So, what else is going on? You got I know there are activities going on. There are sports going on. There are some extracurriculars. Where do you want to start?
Mm-hmm. Right now, this week, because it is homecoming, we still want to have some celebrations. We are Spirit Week, so each day is dress up days. We have Monday, dress up. I wore a 3-piece suit because that's just what I decided to dress my best. Then today is travel day. And then the rest of the week, you have team and jersey day on Wednesday. Thursday is neon day. And Friday is spirit day. So give me a lot of blue and gold running school.
Absolutely. What else is happening?
There's a couple tennis meets happening today. Girls JV or East and West are playing today after school at 3:30. Against each other, so that's going to be interesting. And then I think tomorrow there's a big conference at Nicolet with all the Whitefish Bay area, North Shore Conference, I believe.
Oh, okay. All right. What else?
That's mostly all of that's happening with sports. A lot of them have gotten moved and canceled or postponed, which is disappointing. On Thursday, there is a football game, which I will definitely be watching on a live stream. It's very unfortunate that we don't have spectator passes for everybody. Very reduced capacity.
Right. But there are most of the events, I guess, they are trying to live stream whenever possible on a couple of different platforms, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I've seen a couple of the live streams. I like to follow them because football games are one of the best parts going during the year.
Right. Yeah, it's really is a shame that, homecoming, typically you've got, you've got alumni coming back and going back and doing the high school thing again for just a little bit and so on. And that's part of the, part of the tradition and so on. Everything is getting adjusted and, I guess this is just part of that.
Mm-hmm.
So what else is going on? Now, you said you're active in choir. Is choir doing regular practices with the hope that there will at some point be a concert?
So right now we're not allowed to sing, which is strict for choir. But right now we're doing all spoken music. We have two different songs that we're learning right now where there's no singing. It's all just speech and rhythm.
Okay.
And I was not sure how that would work out, but so far it's actually very interesting.
Yeah.
It's something that we've never done before. And it's a lot of like rhythms and learning the piano. Right now. And then we're hoping that either quarter or more likely next semester, we're going to be able to go back to actual songs.
Okay.
And then we're have a concert then as well. Hopefully right now, all of our concerts are postponed, but there is no, sadly, the musical this year was postponed, and there's hope of that coming to fruition.
Right.
As well as a play for drama troupe.
Right, right. So kind of is what it is again at this point. What are the spoken word songs that you're doing?
So the first song we're doing is called Geographical Fuge, and it's all about, it's all of the words are just different locations that have volcanoes in them.
Okay.
Very strange. It sounds even like it's very different sound with all of the overlapping like parts and rhythms. It's really interesting. And then the second song is called Tanzen und Lachen, and it's all in German, and it's just speaking German in rhythm is a lot harder than it sounds.
Okay. All right. You're familiar with the song Devil Went Down to Georgia, right?
Slightly.
Well, you know, that's basically a spoken word country song. That's what Charlie Daniels, who recorded it, basically said, is that he said that song and some other ones that he did were basically him speaking in rhythm with the music appropriately accompanying. So it's a concept that's apparently been around for a long, long time. And, you know, I think there's some jazz and blues roots in there, too.
Yeah.
So, but interesting. Interesting. All right. Did we get everything covered?
I think that's all that I have today. There's not much happening this week other than that by the reports, which is hopefully next time that there's a bit more going on.
Right. Right. So we'll see. So we'll chat again in a few weeks. We'll get you guys on a regular schedule, but I appreciate you doing the homecoming week report this morning.
No problem. Thank you so much for having me on.
All right. Thanks, Chris. Have a great day.